This is a special podcast presentation from 700WLW.com. This is Mark Amazon on demand.
906, Mark Amazon on the big one, 700WLW. Some days we entertain, some days we educate, some days we inform. It's all part of the job here. Today, inform is very big. A little bit later, we'll have Bob Elliston, the president of Turfway Park, as they've got the Spiral Stakes this weekend. Ashley Gunnan from Running Buddies, which is sweeping the tri-state. We've got currency expert Andrew Goss on why gold and silver are soaring. And we've got award-winning author David Horrigan on what to do when it's time to have your parents move in. We've got a lot of stuff to get to, some compelling issues, including when do you go too far in trying to embarrass a child into doing the right thing when it's your child. We'll explain that in a little while. We've got some spring break stories. We have a lot to get to, but we begin on a Friday with the compelling issue of unlawful terminations. Job bias complaints have set a record in 2010. They continue to spiral out of control. And joining us now is Dr. Leah Hollis. She's the author of the new book, Unequal Opportunity, Fired Without Cause. Filing with the EEOC. She joins us now. Dr. Hollis, how are you?
Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
We're doing real well. I would say we're doing better than the record amount of people last year that were fired without cause.
Yeah, very much a shame. And what ends up happening is a third of those are retaliation cases. Somebody who files a law or files a complaint internally, and whether the employer finds for discrimination or not, turns around and punishes the employee for even filing the complaint.
Aren't there supposed to be laws and safeguards in place against that?
There are laws against that, but unfortunately, as we grow in our careers, we don't always pay attention to the latest updates. There was a recent case where an employee filed a case and her fiancé was let go. And that's who is considered retaliation, and that's a new ruling that just came down about 6 weeks ago.
You know,
a lot of times employers unwittingly commit this.
The thing about this, Leah, is, and you see things, and it's a different deal, but you'll see employees that are fired. There was one the other day in Connecticut where somebody was posting things about the company on Facebook, and there was a settlement, but at one point they were ordered back into the job. If a company wants to get you, and companies nowadays, Leah, have these giant handbooks. I mean, generally, are companies trying to find a way to basically get around the retaliatory nature of the firing?
I would say not, because so many of them are getting caught doing it. What I find is employers get caught because they make emotional decisions. They get picked off because somebody filed a complaint or said they didn't like a comment and make an emotional decision, which gets them in trouble.
What's the number one case? I mean, is there a certain type of person that's most susceptible to these retaliatory firings?
I wish it was that easy. No, retaliatory firing is as simple as one person is different than the boss. They complain. The boss gets rid of them, changes their shift, changes their hours. Unfortunately, it's not just on one particular group. Everybody is catching it.
So they'll make you miserable, basically, until you quit, is the intent.
Yes. Or change your hours. Yes. Absolutely. Or fire you for complaining.
And certainly there are hours that nobody wants to work. There are hours that every employee can't work because of their personal circumstances. So if that happens, do you want to fight it? How do you make the decision whether or not it's worth fighting, whether or not you can win?
Wow. Well, retaliation, by the time you file the charge, you've probably already won, meaning you complained, something bad happened. But your question is, do you want to fight it? Depends on how long you want to stay with the company. At this point, moving forward, it's painful for all parties involved.
I guess, I mean, I'm putting myself in the shoes of somebody that is a whistleblower, somebody that had a complaint and they're retaliated against and they're fired. For me, it would be hard to just take it lying down. Do the majority of people just go away quietly, or do they try to fight it?
Well, the record numbers show that more employees have access to the EEOC. They have access to the rules, and they have nothing to lose. They've already been fired. So they might as well go ahead and file a complaint.
What kind of money are we talking about? I mean, if people file a complaint, are people trying to basically get their job back? Can you get rich off this?
Clear Channel fires me without cause. If they discriminate against me, can I get rich, Leah?
You're not going to get rich, but you'll get retribution.
Yeah.
On the low end, maybe you'll get maybe $20,000 or $30,000, and that's based on your salary. On the high end, depending on how far the case goes and how stubborn the employer is, some cases have been awarded six figures.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Leah Hollis, author of the new book on equal opportunity, fired without cause, filing with the EEOC. All right, so let's say somebody wants to file. They've been terminated. It's retaliatory. It's discriminatory. What's the procedure for someone to take action?
Each state has different rules, but usually between 180 and 300 days, that person needs to take their records to either the state office, there's an Ohio Office of Civil Rights, or the EEOC. The EEOC will then notify the employer. The employer has 30 days to respond, and then we're off to the races, gathering records, gathering notes, gathering emails. It can take about a year, but at the end, the employer has to answer for what they did.
Dr. Hollis, I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but you know, let's say Dwayne, the producer of the show, who does a great job, let's say the company wants to get rid of Dwayne because he's a whistleblower, and they want to get rid of him. I mean, can't they then just basically start a file? He's a minute late this day. He takes 5 minutes too long of a lunch the next day. Start a file, and if he comes back and says it was retaliatory, lay out this big file of offenses that he committed?
They can do that, and then the producer would say, are you treating everybody else like this? Is everybody else being docked for a minute? Is everybody else being docked for Facebook? So you can't treat somebody differently after they claim discrimination. That's retaliation as well.
I would fire anyone who's screwing around on Facebook during the day. I got to tell you, I mean, you know what? I like Facebook, but do it on your own time. I see people, Dr. Hollis, when I go to my other job in New York, I'll see people Facebooking for like 3 hours at a time. I say you fire anybody who Facebooks. What do you think about that?
Well, that's legal. Discrimination's not. Firing for Facebook.
Correct.
Is.
You gotta fire them all. Black, white, purple, male, female, transsexual, straight, homosexual, doesn't matter. You fire them all for playing with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. So, all right, so if people take action, are there different options available? Are there different routes they can go?
The two options would be, well, there's three. Do nothing.
Right.
Get on with your life. Hire an attorney. And if you have a really strong case, an attorney will take it on contingent and ask for a third of the settlement at the end. And an attorney takes it on contingent means you have a pretty good case.
Sure.
Or the third option is to go to the EEOC or the Civil Rights Organization of your state, and they will do an investigation. The quicker route actually is the lawyer, because they're going to file, and that employer is going to respond very quickly to a lawsuit. Whereas with the EEOC or the Civil Rights Organizations, which are wonderful organizations, they're free, but they're going to take a little bit longer because so many people are filing cases.
Lawyer wants to get paid. Lawyer's not messing around. He's going to go
quick. That's right.
He's going to go quick. How do you know your chances for success? I mean, how do you gauge whether or not you've got a strong case?
It's something called a prima facie case, like on its face. And very simple with retaliation. I complained about discrimination. Within a certain amount of time, I had an adverse employment action, like a demotion. I was fired. You changed my shift. All that equals retaliation. Other cases with discrimination, for example, if I am Latino, but all of the other people, they could be white, black, whatever,
mm-hmm.
are treated better or differently than me, then I have a discrimination case. And I would have to show how I'm being treated differently and truly believe it's because of my protected class.
So essentially, to have a slam dunk case, you've got to be some sort of a protected class, some sort of a minority, and be able to document that you're being treated differently than people of other classes, other races, other groups.
Well, two things. Definitely the documentation. And the truth is, everybody's a protected class. You're either born into it because of your gender or your race, or you age into it because once you hit 40, you're now in the protected class to charge ageism.
Well, you've got other groups. So let's say smokers. I mean, there's a big to-do lately, Dr. Hollis, about smokers. People sign up for a job. They're told that if you smoke, even if it's not on company time, you can be terminated. I mean, there's a non-protected class, correct?
That is correct.
So, I mean, you're going to be protected in some way, shape, or form, but there are other things that are now coming into it. And don't you think the next trend is going to be companies are going to try to say, if you smoke, and don't you think the next logical extension is there will be some companies that say, if you drink, even if it's not during work time. And if you eat unhealthy foods, even if it's not on company time, if your cholesterol gets too high, we can fire you. It's a little bit of a slippery slope.
It is, but interestingly enough, alcoholism is categorized as part of some ADA ruling because it's seen as an illness. As far as your eating and other things, if you say it's for religious reasons, you're protected under religion. But if you're eating just because you can't push back from the plate, I don't think an employer can really come after you for your personal habits.
I do find it interesting, though. I mean, you know, somebody that goes home and might smoke a cigarette or smoke a pipe or something like that would be at risk, whereas to date, somebody that, let's say, leaves work and eats 7 Big Macs and washes it down with a case of beer, they're not at risk currently.
Interesting. It's interesting because with all of those cases, they're not protected classes.
Right.
So the employer really can't, you know, the employer can fire you for whatever reason. If you're an at-will state, that's fine. It's when the employer acts on one of the protected classes that's a problem. And if the person complaining says it's because I'm a woman, it's because I'm African-American, it's because I'm over 40, and they show documentation, that's what makes it illegal.
Is the worst mistake people can make, before we let you go, Dr. Hollis, letting their emotions dictate their actions? You're angry, you've been fired, you're mad, and you let your emotions lead into a decision instead of documentation, proof, and cold hard facts?
Well, actually, the emotional part, I find, turns out to be the employer. The employer has the power. The employer is the one who, in an emotional decision, separates an employee, and it's the employer who gets sued. The employee can be mad after being sued, or being terminated, mm-hmm. but the bottom line is the employee is on the short end of the stick. They can take the action, and if it's a fruitless case, an attorney won't take it.
This is good stuff, Dr. Hollis. How can people get more information about you, about your corporate diversity training firm, and about your new book?
Well, Unequal Opportunity is available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And if you put in the website, the Diversity Experts, our firm will come up, patriciaberkley.com, and we do lots of diversity training and consulting to help employers stay away from getting sued for discrimination lawsuits.
Good stuff, Dr. Hollis. We appreciate it. We'll have you on again soon.
Great. Thanks. Great to talk to you.
All right, Dr.